Les colloques du Collège de France.
Good morning. So I would like to start by thanking Edith and Claire for the kind invitation. It's always a pleasure to be here and to see so many nice friends in this amazing couple of days here at the Collège de France. So today I'll be talking about our recent work on the erosion of vaccine activation in human prepotent stem cells and how this common issue in stem cell culture helped us to learn more about the role of EXIST in the maintenance of vaccine activation. So, I mean, we are kind of all familiar by now with this slide. So vaccine activation is developmentally regulated and mammals have evolved different distinct strategies to balance X-linked gene dosage, especially at the early development, as we saw, for example, from ECOS talk just before. So in humans, what happens is initially we have two active X chromosomes, but at around that cell stage, EXIST actually comes on the two X chromosomes and leads to a temporary reduction in gene expression on the two X chromosomes, a process that is called X chromosome dampening that is fully in place at the early blastocyst. In the late blastocyst stage, there is a shift to the classical mechanism of dosage compensation in mammals, and I think this is still not very well understood, where EXIST now remains expressed only in one of the two X chromosomes and leading this time to the inactivation of the entire X. The entire X, except 15 to 25% of genes that we know that escape EXIST inactivation in human cells. So these states actually can be recapitulated in vitro. So if we derive ES cells in naive conditions, we get X chromosome dampening. If we do that, if we derive them in prime conditions, we get X chromosome inactivation. The same occurs upon somatic reprogramming into naive or prime induced pluripotent stem cells or iPS cells. However, both X chromosome dampening and also X chromosome inactivation in naive and prime cells is very heterogeneous and unstable. So, in my talk, I will concentrate on our work on induced pluripotent stem cells or iPS cells, given their importance and potential for personalized medicine applications. So, the reprogramming process, the way that most of the people still do in the world do iPS cells is to reprogram somatic cells into primed iPS cells. So when you do that, the iPS cells retain the inactive X from their cell of origin. However, with long-term culture, what often happens is that EXIST is lost and some genes get reactivated from the previously inactive X that is now called an eroded X. And we can follow this easily with RNA fish for EXIST and EXACT. So so normal cells will have one dot for EXIST here in red and a dot of EXACT in green, while eroded cells no longer express EXIST and will have two EXACT signals. So there are several key questions that you can pose on erosion of vaccine activation in iPS cells. For the sake of my talk, I will highlight a few. So does erosion unfold in the same way in different iPS lines? Which genes become reactivated upon erosion? And what does erosion tell us about the role of EXIST in the maintenance of vaccine activation? So we start this work performing RNA fish for EXIST and EXACT on a set of available female iPS lines that we had in the lab. So what we found was we had a line that we called IST, which was basically normal, while we had three other lines that were completely eroded, F002, CD, and CE. And we also had a line that was a mixed with normal and eroded cells. And in this line, we actually subcloned clones to get stable clones, some that were normal and others that were eroded. So at the end of this first analysis, we end up with two cells to iPS lines that were XIS positive and four that were XIS negative, of which the F7 clone 15 and the F7 clone 4 were isogenic. So with this set of cells, we decided to do transcriptomic analysis to explore further the dosage of their X chromosomes. So first, we confirm the existing expression status in our cell lines. And I want to highlight here that every time you see bars with stripes, I mean exist positive cells. When we don't have stripes, we are looking at exist negative cells. So first, we calculate the X to autosomal ratio in these cells. And as expected, we see that this ratio increases in our eroded lines. But interestingly, what we observed was that there was a degree of erosion with some cells like this one barely eroding, and other ones were much more advanced in the erosion, like this CD line. So by comparing the exist negative with exist positive cell lines by differential expression analysis, we observed that around 41 X-linked genes were consistently overexpressed in our eroded lines, while 145 genes were overexpressed in some but not all exist negative cell lines. But you can also appreciate that many genes do not change, okay, which is even the majority. So the next question was, what could explain the likelihood of an X-linked gene to become overexpressed upon erosion? So one aspect that was important was location. So eroded genes tend to cluster in specific places in the X chromosome, like this region on the short arm, this XP22 band, but also in the middle of the long arm, in this region where actually EXACT is located. Another aspect that was important is the proximity to escape genes. So eroded genes, on average, were closer to escape genes than non-eroded genes. Another aspect is the epigenetic profile of our eroded genes. So our eroded genes were the most enriched for H3K27 trimethylation mark in the inactive X. This was particularly for these consistently eroded genes. And this enrichment was basically vanished in the exist negative cell lines, okay? And we don't see anything important happens with other mark, the H3K9 trimethylation mark. And this is basically data that was already found by other people like Claire and others. So another thing that we see is that our eroded genes, they lose DNA methylation upon erosion, and this is not observed for our non-eroded genes. What was also very interesting was that we discovered that being an XKP also gave a more sensitivity to be overexpressed upon erosion. So as you can see here on the left, the XKP gene seems to be overrepresented on this category of consistently and sporadically upregulated genes in our eroded iPS cells. And I will get back to this later in my talk, because this was something that when we saw was a bit unexpected. So to look at the erosion process in more detail, we need some allele-specific analysis. So what we did, we identified genetic variants using exome sequencing to distinguish alleles of multiple X-linked genes in our different cell lines. So the first thing we did, we categorized genes as monoallelic, biallelic, or imbalanced according to their minor allele frequency. So what we observed was that the biallelic category increases in our eroded lines and in accordance to their degree of erosion that I show you was different. So just to give some examples, so here is an example, the SHRM2 gene that reactivates in all our eroded cells, but we also have examples like this SLC9A7 gene that is only eroded in our most eroded cell line. Sorry, more reactivated in our eroded cell line. And this actually makes sense with the global levels of these genes. So if you reactivate, you tend to overexpress these genes in your cells. So next, what we thought of doing was to use this allele-specific expression analysis to know what was happening to escape genes. And what we observed was a consistent shift from bias expression towards one allele in our Xs-positive cells to a to a balanced biallelic expressed cells in our expression from two axes in our erode cell lines, and this was happening to several of these escape genes. And if you see here our isogenic control, so this is the Xs positive and this is Xs negative cell line. So here in light green, we have the bias expression of our escapees, and all of them that were informative in this cell pair become balanced biallelic expressed after erosion. So to delve a bit further on this and gain some single cell resolution, we performed triple RNA FISH in three different escape genes. So what we did was we used EU1 to mark the active X. So this is a gene that never reactivates in our reloaded lines. EXACT as a marker of both the active X and inactive X, and each of our escape genes in two pairs of Xs positive and Xs negative cell lines. So what we observe with the detection that we can get with RNA FISH was that while the Xs positive cells here on stripes, they have this population here in green. That means that the escape genes were predominantly expressed from the active X. When we see our reloaded lines, we now have an increase in this red population. That is the truly biallelic expressed one. So basically, this is putting out that escape genes are really being more expressed from the inactive X in eroded cell lines, and probably exists will have a role in maintaining their dosage as well on the inactive X. But if you want to address that question, we need to specifically target Xs. So that's what we did next. So we incorporated an inducible CRISPR interfering system at the ABVS1 locus in the human H9 yes cell lines, and use guide RNAs to target the Xs promoter. And we are very pleased because this actually worked very well. So upon 24 hours, we lose Xs signal in all our cells, which was much more robust than we were expecting at the beginning. So because this system was robust, so we decide to do a time series. So we collect material 24, 48, 96, and 192 hours after induction, and we did RNA-seq. So what we first did, we looked at the Xs expression, and indeed, the Xs knockdown was very effective. Already at 24 hours, we only had 0.5% of Xs levels, and this actually was maintained throughout our time series. So since this was working very well, so the next question, what was the consequence of this knockdown? So we calculated the X to autosomal ratio, and we saw that with time, this X to autosomal ratio was increasing in a significant way. It was significant, but if you see here at the scale, this is far from being drastic. Actually, we think only at 192 hours, that is our last time point, we really start seeing genes to be overexpressed. So we have 5% of genes being overexpressed at this stage, which is still far from what we see in eroded cells, that is around 15 to 20%. So what we did next, we performed allelic expression analysis to inquire about the behavior of X-linked genes for which we have a genetic variant. So we are in a human context, so we are not as lucky as when we can control genetics as we do in the mouse. So in this heat map, what is important is this light brown means monoallelic expression. The balanced biallelic expression is dark red. So here in the bottom, I show some examples. So I show again this TXLNG gene, so it's an escape gene. And what we observed was that he very fast moves from a biased biallelic expression to a balanced biallelic expression. And this can be seen already at 24 hours. And this is actually true for other X-linked genes, while the monoallelic expressed genes, I mean, the ones that are overexpressed, I mean, most of them are still not very much overexpressed by 192 hours, but the two best overexpressors, let's say, CASC and COLI46, they start really being reactivated only around 96 hours. So it really seems that upon X-disc loss, XKP seems to react before the monoallelic expressed gene. So to conclude, so I show you that the X chromosome erosion is frequent yet heterogeneous in female human cells. I also showed that the propensity of genes to reactivate depend on several aspects, location, epigenetic profile, proximity of XKPs, etc. The kinetics of the reactivation of the inactive X upon loss of X-disc was actually slow, so there is for sure a lot of epigenetic layers that resist in a gene-dependent manner for a while. And I also show that XKP genes are highly sensitive to X chromosome erosion and shows the earliest expression increase after we lose X-disc. So I just want to to think about this modulation of XKP gene dosage on the inactive X from XIST, and here is just a few of my thoughts that maybe we could discuss. So I wonder, for example, whether what we see on the inactive X for XKPs, it's not very different from what we see at X chromosome dampening. So we see a reduction in expression, but still expression. And this actually brings another more general question. So why in certain situations XIST manage to silence genes, and in other situation he only dampens or reduces the expression? And in a more clinical point of view, I would argue, let's say, that existence dysregulation that might be happening in some of these autoimmune diseases that we heard earlier this morning. So maybe they in principle, would activate the XKP genes first. So this suggests that maybe we should look at these XKP genes as potential regulators or genes that can be potentially implicated in disease pathogenesis. So with this, I want to acknowledge the people in my lab. So you saw their faces throughout my presentation. So they are here marked in bold. And in red, I have Paulo, Maria, and Francisca, so they are here. So if you didn't meet them yet, I know we are finished, but you can still talk to them. Our collaborators and you for your attention. Thank you very much.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.